the forehead and the eyes operated on. Well, I was simply frightened. Well, I don't want that to go on record, though.
All right, I'll turn it over. I do enjoy reading so much.
That was hard to do.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that's behind you now, and you can continue.
Of course, my eyes still hurt. They're not perfect yet, and they won't be, I don't guess. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'm going to catch up. I'll just pick up again, I reckon. Mm-hmm. And I was always willing to be sympathetic and sorry for other people, but didn't want to get sorry for myself. That didn't help me. But I'm sure they did, though. I've sat here by myself, you know, and I couldn't be. My children, that they've done better as well as they could, come and see me and everything like that. He wondered I was neglected a lot. But some of the time I just had, you know, go it alone. Well, I think as many people as I've read to, looks like somebody would come along and read to me. And of course they would read to me. One, a neighbor read to me once, but I hated to be on somebody all the time that read to me. Mm-hmm. And my older daughter, when I was there, but she would read to me, start reading to me. Well, the phone would ring and she'd have to go answer the phone and just interrupt it, you know, because she couldn't do much. Mm-hmm.
But, well, you must be strong woman, or you wouldn't have come through all that.
No, I never have been very strong physically.
I mean, in spirit, must be courageous.
I'm afraid I couldn't claim that. I wish I could, but I'm afraid I can't. I don't think, I just got to get through. There's a beautiful song I think about, Does Jesus Care? I'm sure you've heard it. Mm-hmm. And I think, He understands whether other people do or not. Mm-hmm. Of course, I try to comfort myself for that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get back for a moment to the house. You spoke of the porch that was just across the front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
just across the living room, and it wasn't quite all the way across because there'd be a little room on the end of it to put things in, you know, that we didn't use much. Mm-hmm. Keep the quilt box in there. It helped keep the living room a little, in a little better shape. Not so much crap.
And when you were children, did you have any joking words for outdoor toilets? Did you have certain joking words that you would use for the outdoor toilets?
Yeah, they call them privies sometimes.
Privies?
Yes, privies are outdoor toilets. Mm-hmm.
And how did you catch rainwater?
My mother would have some kind of lard cans, and she'd catch them. But we lived so close to a spring, unless it's in the wintertime, it wasn't any trouble for us, we washed it. Down close to the spring, we had a wash place.
Did you save any water that came from the roof?
Yeah, sometimes we did, especially in the wintertime,
How would you catch that? How would you be able to get to collect the water from the roof?
Well, it'd just run off, and drip into the can or whatever. A lot of people had, some people had water barrels, mm-hmm. To catch the water.
And would they have something that ran alongside the roof, or?
Well, a gutter. Some did, some didn't. Some they just came straight down off the roof.
I see.
Uh-huh. I shouldn't have been so explicit in talking about myself and my ailments.
I'm very glad to learn about it. In fact, I would like to put it on tape, but you were reluctant, so I turned it off. But I think this is
a lot of people don't. I think sometimes we're reluctant. We'll hold back, not express our ailments, and some express them too much. I reckon it's an extreme, I guess, either way.
Well,
but we're told to bear one another's burdens, so we do if a person has trouble or sorrow or anything. And I've had sympathetic friends and neighbors, and Lord, I appreciate them too. I hope I do. I know I love them.